Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 185. 185 weeks of us bringing you all the hot stories that Microsofties are emailing each other and chatting and calling and sometimes just stopping in the hallway and saying, hey, Mark, did you hear about that?
I hate when people stop me in the hallway.
I really can't stand it. Like, obviously, I'm walking to somewhere.
Right.
I'm not walking to see you.
Yeah.
I've got somewhere to go.
I mean, there's
don't
a
talk
nod.
To me.
There's a nod, right? You can do the nod or
right.
a hey, you know, but. No conversation.
No conversation. No. And don't nod at me from too far away. And then you have to, like, weird, awkward lookaways until you cross, and then you're like, oh, I don't do that either. Basically, I just stay in my office a lot.
But we talk about things here.
We do talk about things. And some of the things to talk about are you guys and what you have to say. So I was on vacation, so I missed a week. I went to lovely downtown Sammamish, which is where I live, which is a staycation, but my mom was in town. 2 weeks. I hope my mom doesn't watch, but 2 weeks is a long time.
It's a long time. But it's a long, and 2 weeks is a long time to interrupt your flow of daily life. It doesn't
yeah.
matter who it is. It's just...
Yeah, you know, and 2 weeks is a long time to feel like you have to entertain someone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and we don't live in Los Angeles or, you know, like Disneyland or something where there's an endless supply of things to do. So a lot of, like, what we do is, like, sit.
Go outside and sit.
Go outside and sit.
Especially during this Seattle summer.
How many barbecues can one have? And, you know, we go on the boat a lot. But anyway, yeah. did you miss me?
I did.
Good.
I did. I had to do lots of laundry. Orange laundry.
Well, it sounds like my 2 weeks was better than yours. Yeah, somebody actually said that you shouldn't buy, in fact, somebody's name is D Tower. Don't buy more shirts. Just wear the same shirts over and over again. You know, consistency is the key.
Just to pick nits. He says just get a draw full. These get hung up. Maybe.
These live on hangers, people.
Yeah.
And then I just real quick wanted to mention Pier Cove because they talked about 3D printing because we talked about 3D printing. And actually a really cool new thing that I just learned about is that MakerBot is actually going to supply certain Microsoft stores and quite a bit of them with 3D printers, right? So because I don't have a 3D printer. Who has a 3D? Clint.
Well, Clint has
obviously
a
3D printer. But like normal people... don't have one, but maybe you've got a file and you want to make like a little thingy and like see it come to life, and that's awesome. Well, now you can go to this handful of Microsoft stores and use their MakerBot 3D printers. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's just the next generation of bringing in your USB stick or floppy disk of photos to get printed at the store.
I still do that. Like, I still bring my drive to like Bartels or Rite Aid or whatever and print out. Because like,
oh,
I don't.
True. I don't own a printer. Anymore.
I have a printer, but I don't think it's very good quality. For some reason, it feels more professional if I go to the store and do it. It's probably not. But like, I just feel like I pay money for it, so it should be better.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's how things
I'll
work.
Buy it.
All right, let's start the show. Not that I'm excited for summer to end, but the holiday season is rapidly approaching. And we all know that what that means, the launch of Xbox One.
Yeah.
So people are everywhere, are sort of just drooling and can't wait and you know, judgmental and critical. But they want to see what this Xbox One is going to mean.
This November, right?
Yeah. Holiday season, price tag listed at $499. You get the chat headset. The Kinect 2 is not necessarily... needed.
But it comes with.
Yeah, but you don't have to turn it on. So all of those things, but what I really want to talk about is our list of launch titles, which is just announced. And maybe I'm biased, but I mean, you've got a lot of top, you know, AAA games here. I mean, Call of Duty always good, Battlefield 4 is good, Assassin's
Madden,
Creed, great series,
yeah.
Madden, great series. I mean, for the youngers, you've got Just Dance. Forza Motorsport. I hate driving games, but people love that stuff.
So Forza is great because it's a car game. It's not a driving game. Like people get game. So well, I mean, it's a lot. Racing is a big part of it, but there are people who just go on and paint cars or just tune cars or just do that stuff.
Are you one of those people?
No, I'm terrible. I'm terrible at every part of the game. Forza Horizon was kind of like an arcade version that I was good at.
So then we've got like Need for Speed for ones just for racing.
Right.
I'm sure it does more than
well,
that.
What I'm
terrible at driving games too. I'm terrible at driving real life.
What I'm really excited about, you're talking about these big AAA titles, Peggle 2.
Really?
Yeah.
There
Peggle
you
2.
Go.
I actually just achieved one of my like most big achievements in my gaming history. I all cleared every single level on Peggle 1.
That's exciting.
It took 5 years. like well, of off and on play, but I got the
so
achievement.
Just in time for Peggle 2.
Exactly. That's why I'm excited. Like, I need more. I've done you
your
know,
timing
all of that
is
one.
Impeccable. And then, of course, those are the franchises that we know and love. There's a bunch of original titles. So I feel
Rise is one of those new ones coming out in the new generation that looks good.
Looks good. Rise, Son of Rome. We've got Dead Rising 3, Killer Instinct, all these really top AAA titles, in my opinion. I think this is a great launch title. You know, people were very harsh when they didn't think, when Xbox One was first announced, and they didn't really tell us what the games were going to be. Yeah. Like, there's not going to be games. There's not going to be games.
Yeah.
Clearly, you've got a great catalog of games here. So hopefully this will silence the naysayers. Probably not. Right.
I'm excited for these games. Lego Marvel Superheroes. The list is really is a solid. It's for a launch, it's
but
really
let's
good.
Be honest, both you and I, we talked about it earlier, Zumba Fitness.
I gotta work those obliques.
So we'll do a special segment on that when it comes out.
We could just have a show that's just us doing Zumba Fitness. We could get paid.
I would watch that. You could wear it like an orange leotard.
Okay.
Next. So one of the things that always amazes me is when I go to either my little girls or other people's children's school, the technology that these kids have nowadays, especially here in Seattle area, you know, everyone, they've got laptops, you know, you know, every school has like a projector connected to the teacher's laptop, and they all know how to point and click and move around and navigate the computer, and it's amazing. I mean, we probably had this discussion before, but I mean, how did we even learn?
We had Apple IIe's.
You did?
In my grammar
school. Encyclopedia Britannica's.
And
anyway, not trying to tell you how very, very young I am, but I'm just saying it's amazing. And Microsoft obviously is very loving and charitable towards our schools. And so we've created this new opt-in educational program where you can have access to the Bing search engine, and the Bing homepage and all of that stuff with no ads, and then a special layer of like a security privacy filter to restrict getting like adult responses and things like
right,
that.
Yeah, right, right.
And so this is great. So the kids, they have access to this. The teachers are using this. It was announced for from K through 12, which is great. And then the coolest thing here is not only do the kids in school, you know, the Bing homepage is amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
cool photo a day.
Cool photo
a
day.
New.
Today's photo is really cool. It was actually animated, which I love when they're fully animated. But then there's little factoids around it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all go there. I mean, come on. That's the only search engine we use. And anyway, if you use it enough, if anyone related to that school, so you sign up and say, I'm going to donate my Bing search time to this school, Margaret Mead Elementary. And then if there's enough donations, you win a Surface RT for the school.
Yeah, it's part of all the Bing Rewards program. So anyone can actually go and use Bing and get reward points for doing searches and different activities. In the top right, if you sign in with your Microsoft account, it'll show you all.
You might as well. I mean, you're doing it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you can get currency for Xbox. You can get all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you can get too. These guys are getting Surfaces for their school.
Yeah, and they said that the average amount of time they thought is if 60 people were doing it. Hold on, I think if 60 users were getting it, it would only take them about a month to get a Surface.
All right, so through a school year, you can get one for every classroom pretty much.
Yeah, so it's pretty sweet. So, again, just more really, really awesome work from the Bing team, looking out for the youth of today and the education and the future of tomorrow. All right, so one of the perks of this job is we travel a lot, right?
Perks and curses.
Perks and curses, you know, it depends how you look at it.
Personal problems.
There we go, personal problems. One of the things I've noticed in recent years is when you're on the plane and you go to order your two mini vodkas at the same time, you can't pay cash.
No cash anymore.
They don't take cash on planes anymore.
This is a cashless flight.
It is, right? And so sometimes when the person next to me really wants their Budweiser and they try to hand them $3, they're so pissed and... You know, because who doesn't take cash? That's absurd. Anyway, one of the ways to make this process of cashless flying quicker and easier is Microsoft has actually donated 19,000 Windows phones to Delta in-flight professionals, otherwise known as...
Flight attendants.
Flight attendants. See, I was going to say stewardesses, but I knew that wasn't right. Don't say it.
Passé.
In-flight professionals. So we handed these 19,000 Windows phones, which, you know, you get the square thing, what's it called, the little point of sale app on top, and then they just, boom, swipe your credit card, piece of cake, easy peasy.
Yeah. So they're Nokia 820s, so they're full...
Good phone.
You know, commercial phones, the same ones you can get at retail today. Really good ones, actually. And, yeah, it's part of this, and they said they could also do, like, electronic receipts and everything else via it. It's kind of nice to just see things moving forward. It's not these giant point of sales,
right.
giant POSs that you'd have them.
And they're really fast. I've had encounters and transactions with people who have them, and it's boom, boom, boom. Even a lot of taxi cabs have them sometimes where it's like boom, 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 email receipt, done. You know, it's so quick and easy, and your credit card is usually linked with your email address, so you don't even need to, like, put in anything. It's amazing and scary how much information it has on you. But anyway, and then they also said, and this is just for Delta for now, that they're going to soon be giving the pilots
tablets.
And so when I first started here at Microsoft, and we used to do Channel 10, like crazy stories about anything, one of the things is I met this pilot who uses a tablet, and this is way before Surface or anything, but to navigate his entire flight. And so I went up in a little plane with him, and I flew around, and we were flying, and he's doing this whole thing on the tablet. At the time, this was like amazing. This was a long time ago. I told you, Encyclopedia Britannica. Been here a while. Anyway, now commercial pilots are going to have them on board. Probably not playing games.
Minesweeper.
Probably they'll be doing something important with those tablets.
Hope so.
I don't know.
Sending emails back to the in-flight professionals.
Exactly. Now we're never going to get drinks. Now they're just going to be chatting and texting all the time. Great, Microsoft. Good job. So when I bought my new house and I had to change the locks, because you never know. You know, shady part of town.
Yeah.
Anyway, had to change the locks, and so with one of the things, the best things I ever did was instead of getting a key, I got a little pad.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have to carry around, the only key I carry around really is my car key. Mm-hmm. And that's annoying. I hate it. I lose them. Just ask Golden Asim. I was like, where do I leave my keys? I can't find my keys. It's very annoying. Well, all I got to do is get a GM car, and I can use my Windows phone with an app called...
OnStar,
Remote Link app. And you can unlock your car via your window phone, which is amazing. I suppose you would still need the key to start it, though. They're probably working
on that. Depends. I think there's remote start as well. It depends on the car model, right? But if it has remote start, remote unlock, all that stuff, you can do it from the app as well.
Yeah, and the app actually tells you really cool things, like if you need oil and mileage and fuel levels, tire pressure, all this cool stuff, which, you know, is so important, and you're going to want to be able to track that, and now you can do it easily with your phone.
Yeah, and this is on all 2010 or newer models of Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMCs. And it says if you sign up with, if you get a 2014 car, it comes with the free trial of OnStar. If you just launch the app once, you always get the unlock.
Right,
and
like
start.
This article told you how to cheat the system.
Well, I mean, it's a way to get your value out of your purchase.
Right, so you don't need to have the full OnStar subscription. You just use the app once.
Yeah.
Cancel the subscription, but you still get access to the app for 5 years.
Which I'm sure they're thinking, you know, you get used to the app and you like it, maybe you'll pay for the rest of the service, everything else. But the idea of being able to do all that stuff from your phone, it sounds cool. It is cool. Look up a little project called Project Detroit we did.
There you
here.
Go.
I had the app
there
on my phone, demoed that a couple times.
Somebody who knows about this
kind of
thing.
It was good fun. It was a lot of fun actually going around with that car.
Right on. All right, everybody, that wraps up this week. Another fun-filled week. Thank you, Mark. I believe you're just going to slide into the regular hosting position. I never really officially asked you, but we'll talk about salary and rates later.
Sweet.
Perks. Paul, we hope you're having fun in Barcelona. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter. Follow him.
At Mark DeFalco.
That was your cue.
Sorry.
Sorry. And we want to hear what you guys think of the Xbox One launch title, the list of titles, if they're disappointing.
Which one you're looking forward to the most?
Which one you're looking forward to? And check us out next week. All right, we'll see ya.